Good evening and welcome to the January 2nd, 2018 meeting of the Astoria City Council. Glad to see you here on this chilly evening. And Happy New Year to everyone. Call to order, let's see, Chief Spalding.
Councilor Nemo.
Here.
Councilor Johnson.
Here.
Councilor Rice.
Here.
Councilor Jones.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. Thank you. Reports of councilors, let's see, Councilor Jones.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yes, happy second day of 2018. Mr. Estes, could I ask you a couple of questions, please? Could we have an update on the community development director hiring process, our work session on next Wednesday, the 10th at 9 a.m., and goal setting?
Okay.
Thank you.
So, first of all, community development director, the posting has closed. We took that down during the week before the Christmas holiday. The applicants have been reviewed and shortlisted down to a group of about under 10 individuals right now, to which I think that we're going to be able to get to a smaller group of want to be able to have about 3 to 4 individuals to have on to be interviewed. And the process, which we'll move forward, is similar to the process which I went through when I was hired as the community development director, where there will be, first of all, a public forum meet and greet where the candidates can be met by the general public, and then the next day a set of interviews, which will include the department heads. They'll include a citizen review panel, and then also a one-on-one interview with myself. So I'm hoping to be able to have that shortlist by week's end, and then look at getting interviews set here sometime coming up over the next month or so is what I'm guessing. Next would be the work session, which is scheduled for next week. I'd talked with the mayor, and the mayor has two items on the agenda. First of all, one dealing with parking at within on-street parking spaces within the downtown core, and how that is dealt with at intersections. This is an issue that came up at the Traffic Safety Committee by a citizen, and Jeff Harrington, our Public Works Director, will be there to be able to present and discuss information which he has gathered on this issue, dealing with how a state statute is interpreted by jurisdictions across the state. We know that this is of particular interest to the Downtown Association. I've spoke to Dulcie Taylor, who's the president, and the Downtown Association will be in attendance at that meeting as well, because there's concern about if there had to be a reduction in parking spaces at intersections, how that would impact the parking inventory in the downtown. And then next, the mayor has asked Chief Spalding to provide a report as to the homelessness task force by the date of our work session. We will have had two work sessions, and also to be able to touch on issues dealing with urination and defecation in public, some issues that have become something that at least I and probably others have heard quite a bit more of over the past few weeks. So those will be the two topics. And then lastly, on goal setting, we have spoken with the mayor about looking for a facilitator for goal setting. And what we're looking at right now is I've reached out to one individual who does this statewide. I'm trying to be able to understand who else is maybe out there to be able to help us. I'll say that we've had a pretty good deal financially, having Wes Hare over the past few years be able. Wes Hare again was the city manager of Albany, and he came down and did all the goal setting work for the city grass. We covered his hotel room in the past, so we had a very
Is he retired?
He has retired, and he has been traveling and volunteering in Africa. So it's now looking for someone who could be a facilitator that would be right for us. I'm speaking with the League of Oregon Cities, looking for other individuals and be able to come up with a good individual to be able to help the council move forward, and especially be able to touch on some of the issues that the council has wanted to be able to discuss, kind of touching on issues such as mission, vision, values, those types of things. While it's not setting a strategic plan at this point, it's having some conversations that may get us towards that. There was some interest after one of our last work sessions to start talking about what is the city's mission, vision, start having those kind of internal dialogues between the council.
So just one last question on this. To meet the needs of staff for budgeting and that whole process, we would look at what, mid-February we would want to have this
by
session?
By mid-February. Generally, we've had goal setting in January. Early February is typically what we look at. I know that, having it any later than the end of February would start to be a little bit more problematic.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Councilor Brownson.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm with Bruce. Happy New Year. And I look forward to being here this year and taking on everything that comes our way. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Councilor Nimmowell.
Happy New Year.
Okay, well, I have announcements of appointments to Astoria boards and commissions. To the Budget Committee, Chris Breitmeyer, Andy Davis, Andrea Mazzarella, and Lauren Matthews was reappointed. For Design Review, Sarah Jane Barty. Hospital Authority, Chris Nimmowell and Cindy Johnson. Parks and Rec Board, Norma Hernandez was reappointed. Planning Commission, Kent Eason and Sean Fitzpatrick were both reappointed. That's the
announcement. Mayor, may I ask who left the Budget Committee to make way for the three new people?
There were three that left the Budget Committee. Just a second, I can tell you. I'm actually prepared for that question. Shell Cantor, David McElroy, and Janet Miltenberger.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I have the list of all of them that were on before if you're interested in taking a look.
But
yeah. Okay, any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
Our consent calendar is approved with one motion unless someone asks to have an item removed. Has anyone from the community ask for changes or removal?
No citizen requests.
Okay. How about from the council? Anybody?
No, ma'am. I requested items 5E through I be removed.
Okay. Could we have a motion to approve items 5A, B, C, and D?
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Chief Ames, roll call.
Councilor Nimmowell.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Councilor Jones.
Aye.
Councilor Brownson.
Aye.
Mayor Wilson.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, items E through I.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to take another opportunity to thank staff for the outstanding work that they do through the year. I really appreciate these reports. They come in so handy for us in our goal setting and thinking about things we want to do for the year. It's
it really is kind of remarkable what is done with these generally understaffed departments, doing everything from copier maintenance, vendor changes, to lawn mowing, to labor negotiations, to managing the checkout of, I don't know, 40,000 something books, and on and on. And so I just thank you all. And with that, I move that we approve items five through E through I.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I just kind of like to add to what Cindy said, because I love these reports that come out. I guess they come out quarterly. Yeah, and they're really helpful. And if any of you are interested in any particular department, you can go to our website and click on for the reports. I believe they are all posted on the website.
Right. We'll make sure that they're all posted on the respective department's pages.
They're really wonderful. So it's great. Okay, our first regular agenda item is an ordinance readopting certain state statutes.
So the 2007 legislation, which was passed by the Oregon legislature for the most part, became effective on January 1st, 2018. And many of our city ordinances refer to or incorporate state statutes. Every time at the first meeting of each year, the city routinely readopts all referenced ORS, Oregon Revised Statute sections, to pick up any changes made by the legislature. Tonight, it's recommended that council conduct the first reading of the proposed ordinance.
Okay. I move that we have a first reading of the ordinance readopting certain state statutes to reflect changes made by the 2017 legislature.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, let's see, Ms. Brooks, could you read the title of the ordinance?
Ordinance readopting certain state statutes to reflect changes made by the 2017 legislature.
Okay, thank you. The second item is a memorandum of understanding with Jessica Slythe.
At your last meeting on December 18th, the council had a discussion about the proposed adoption of Tide Rock Park and the addition of temporary visual art displays. Council determined that the temporary art displays would need to comply with the terms and conditions outlined in the grant, and that a vetting process was not needed for review. The memorandum of understanding included in your packet outlines the obligations of the Parks Department and also Ms. Jessica Schleif, who was the caretaker of the grant and recipient of the grant, and would be doing the work out there as a part of this project. It's recommended that council approve the memorandum of agreement with Ms. Schleif for the maintenance and beautification of Tide Rock Park. And Ms. Schleif is in attendance if there are any follow-up questions.
I do have a question, and you may be able to answer this, Brett, but I was just curious, because in reading through, I didn't note whether or not, so it's a one-year installation. So is, upon signing, is it 1 year to establish the installation and then it will end a year later from the beginning of this, or will it be a 1 year, will she install it and then will it be a 1 year installation?
It's 1 year from the date of this agreement, I believe is how it's written.
So once the agreement signed,
correct,
a year from that date, that'll be the end of it.
The agreement states that the art would need to be removed by December 31st, 2018.
Okay, I missed that. Okay, very good. Thanks.
I think it would simply just declare a potential conflict of interest, given this property's proximity to my husband's business property. But I don't see any reason why this memorandum agreement would affect us financially.
I'd like to thank Ms. Schleif for bringing the grant here and for entering into this agreement, which really doesn't involve much of any installation other than perhaps entwining blackberries that are there into interesting sculptures. It's more of a beautification and maintenance of a historic park that I'm really happy to see happen. And so I would Move that we approve the memorandum of agreement with Mishlai for the maintenance and beautification of Tide Rock Park.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot. The next item is a liquor license application.
This liquor license application has been filed by Todd and Teresa Robinette of New Jack Kitty Incorporated, doing business as the Labor Temple Diner and Bar, and this application is for a change in ownership. The various departments of the city have reviewed the application and no objections were noted. It's recommended that council consider this application tonight.
Okay. And Mayor, this one I would recuse myself for, as my husband's business, Cervecia Gratis, doing business as Fort George Brewery. This is a client of that business.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments, or someone want to make a motion?
I don't know if there's any public comment.
I don't know. Is there any public comment? Okay. Could we have a motion?
I move that we approve the liquor license application from New Jack Kitty Incorporated.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. And arts and cultural program grant.
Every year, the Arts and Cultural Subcommittee recommends distributions of Promote Astoria funds to the Astoria Budget Committee based upon the applications to the city and funds available. Each application contains a scope of work and a proposed budget for what was requested. The North Coast Chorale received a grant in the amount of $2,000 for the 11th World Symposium of Choral Music and an event date of July 21st through 25th, 2017, which is during the current fiscal year. However, during review with the North Coast Chorale officers, it was noted expenses were incurred prior to July 1st, 2017, and they have asked for consideration of alternatives for the grant funding provided. Included in the packet was a letter from North Coast Chorale, which provided options for our choral festival in Astoria on June 29th, 2018, or proposing the return of the funds provided. I would note the preferred option is the festival. It's recommended that council review the request and consider an appropriate option for staff to communicate back to the North Coast Chorale.
Okay. Comments, questions?
I'll go first. I would recommend that we approve option one, which is the to change the grant for an event in June 2017 to an event in June 2018. And I guess that's it.
Yes.
Okay.
That is a motion?
That's the motion.
I would second that.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That concludes our regular agenda items, and we have new business tonight. It's time to elect our city council president for the coming year.
Well, Madam Mayor, if I may, let me just advise all my fellow councilors who are new here. I mean, we all know by now that Madam Mayor has an extremely hearty constitution and a deep and abiding commitment to all the ribbon cuttings and other important things that one does as mayor. So being council president is not a huge job, but it is my pleasure to nominate Councilor Brownson as council president for calendar year 2018.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Congratulations.
Usually you have to be in the bathroom.
President.
And that's what I really appreciate about this council and their devotion to openness.
I know that President Brownson will make Astoria great again.
I will, because, never mind.
Oh, that was good. Okay, we will, oh, does anyone have anything they want to talk about tonight? Okay? If you will, come forward and state your name and address. Our minutes are taken by that thing, not by a person.
Yeah, John Samp, Erickson Oil Company. Grew up just west of Detroit, moved to Oregon in 1980. My wife and I have had Erickson Floral Company since 1985. So some of our big guys have left us. We're your anchors, not just me, but our fellow small business people, be it the brewery, the coffee shop, the flower shop, you know, et cetera. So I think Cindy, I talked to Cindy, and I've calmed down quite a bit since then. We had a thing with the 13th Street alley between Commercial Street and Duane Street, and it was daily urination, at times defecation. It was just gross. That's my fellow business owners, employees, customers. So, but I wanted to give you kind of an update. So this is kind of blew up for flower shops in general. You know, December's the busiest month for just a general flower shop. So I probably, you know, and so it's like out of hand. I didn't have time to help deal with it or anything. It's a public walkway. It should be... I feel like it was a bit of a public health hazard and gross and not conducive to downtown business environment. So I don't have my dates here, but like Saturday, so I washed it out, you know, and it was therapy, you know, it felt good, like, because it was gross, it was horrific, and I washed it out. It's a big production, a couple hoses, whatever. I washed it out, and then, so Saturday afternoon, it's looking good, and there's a woman walking with her young baby in a stroller, and wow, that's cool. It was a clean environment for her.
Yeah.
And I did it on my own. That's okay, you know, whatever. But I want to talk to the council that I'm taking this alley back. I can volunteer, I can do whatever. But I want to, so let's say since I washed it out on Saturday, on Sunday, there was one urine and two defecation, or two urines, one defecation. On Monday, I went back on my day off. On Monday, the two urinations. On Tuesday, one urination. But I'll say it looks way better, and I'm on it. Like, I'm going to do this. Like, if I have to do it myself, it's not acceptable. Like, for someone to, you know, load a baby carriage back into the car and have whatever's on that, whatever little matter is on that car, the baby carriage, or people walking into a storefront. And but I will say, since I did this, I'm okay. I'm way better with the situation. I feel like it's gotten better. And but I want to work with you, and I don't need a decision tonight. But if I need a couple gallons of concentrated disinfectant, if I need a box of Playtex, or the rubber, you know, the latex gloves, if I need some, a box of, I think I could do it for $50, and I will volunteer to adopt the alley, but if, and I don't need a decision tonight, but if I could report back in a couple months, I'll probably buy these supplies, but if I could get reimbursed, you know, for 50, it's your guys, it's all of our alleys, right, and I'm not, I will volunteer my time, but if I'll keep receipts, and it would be just for that purpose, And if it's 50, 75 bucks, if I could get reimbursed, I will report. February's going to be, we're super busy as a flower shop, but if I could get back with you in March at a meeting and present a ticket, like, hey, it's going to be less than $100. It's probably going to be 50, 75 bucks. I'll adopt the dang thing because it's not pretty, you know, yeah. Are you feeling what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got your letter, you know, and
I got a call from Cindy and Mayor. I appreciate those callbacks.
Yeah. Right, and I did pass that on to Chief Spaulding, and we have a meeting of the Homelessness Task Force on the 9th. And I've asked that this problem of defecation and urination downtown be put on the agenda. So we're going to be talking about it in general terms, but that can't continue. It's crazy.
And I understand there's a longer term strategy, right? We're gonna, you know,
right.
And I'll tie up because other people want to talk or whatever. But I'd like to talk to someone, and I wanted to. Okay, but. If I present, I could give you a report what's happening, the last month or two, and come in March. I don't think I can do it in February because I will be busy.
Yeah.
But if I could, and not to, hey, vote on this tonight thing, but if I could, you know,
sure.
Hey, I spent 50 bucks, 75 bucks on supply. Maybe you guys have it in your...
Yeah, Mr. Sam, so I think that...
In your archives, in your... You might have it in your supply shack and just drop it off at my store.
So Mr. Sam, so here's the thing. I think that I'd already asked, and Chief Spaulding had to go outside to take care of some issue which is happening outside, which I don't know what is happening out there, but he's addressing something right now. I'd asked the chief to actually stop by and talk to your neighbors over at Paramount Drug. I'll make sure that he circles by this week and chats with you. But in the meantime, I think if after the meeting, if you talk to Angela Cosby, our Parks Director, and also Jeff Harrington, our Public Works Director, some of the supplies that you are talking about, we're going to have some of those. And
drop them off. I'll do it. I'll volunteer. I'll do it tonight.
But I think
I've already done it last. Since Saturday, I rewashed the alley, and have those supplies, and then you don't have to spend any, you know, or I don't have to spend money out of my pocket.
Right. So, but I think if after you talk to those folks right over here, if you, Angela and Jeff, raise your hands, chat with those folks, they can visit with you a little bit more.
And did the police chief leave?
No, he's there.
There's something going on out
there. Oh,
and so he needed to step out to take care of whatever was happening.
Anyway, I was at the mini mart. One of my new officers was, you know, tackling someone at the mini mart or whatever, you know, a little chase, and then something launching off, you know, the dock, right? We all heard that story. And I was just I really appreciate the law enforcement and that, you know, it's just missing the bad boys music, you know, because it's like in our little town, like, are you kidding me, you know? So anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Sam.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else? Oh, Sean?
Sean Fitzpatrick, 1046 Grand Avenue. While we're on the subject, the feces in front of the homeless shelter has gotten pretty bad, especially the last couple days. When it rains, it cleans some of it up, but not very well. And very possibly the homeless shelter could be supplied with some of the same cleaning chemicals and so on, and maybe stiff bristle broom, power washer. It's really bad. I don't know if anyone has walked up there recently. I walk it every single day coming down to the meeting tonight. Shannon and I crossed the street and came down on the other side of 11th because it was just too bad when we were walking up today. So if the shelter could be asked to take care of that, that would be great. Thank you.
I think your planning staff is here tonight and can circle back with them tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
What time is the work session?
9 o'clock.
On?
9 to 11 on Wednesday.
The
10th.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, anyone else? Okay, we're going to recess then. The council needs to move into executive session. So thank you all for coming. Appreciate it. This meeting is adjourned.